burden I have this today is the counsel of the Lord. And I want us to consider what it means. What does counsel mean? And I looked it up online, and it says, give advice, especially on social and personal problems. Counsel is advice. It's people give us advice, but sometimes people don't take other people's advice. They basically take their own advice. They got their own mind. So I'm going to ask the question, where or who are you taking advice from? You don't have to answer me, but I want you to think about it. Who gives you advice? Where do you get that advice from, that counsel from? And is it qualified counsel? Sometimes people will act like they have the answer to your problems, and they'll give you advice, and they'll give you wrong advice. So we want to look today and see what kind of advice we need to be taking. But basically, we know that if we take the advice from the Lord, the counsel from the Lord, we know we're not going to go wrong. But sometimes we can take advice and it looks like, you know, it looks really good, but it needs to measure up with the Word of God to be advice that's worth taking. Let's go to Proverbs 19 and 21.
Proverbs 19 and 21. There are many devices in man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand.
You know, many devices in men's heart. When I thought about it, read that scripture and I began to meditate on it, I thought about, you know, many times we have things in our mind that we think is the right thing to do or the best way to go. The man has many devices in their heart, but the counsel of the Lord shall stand. No matter what our ideas are, they're not going to stand if they don't measure up with God. So we need to make sure that the things in our heart and the ideas in our heart and the way we think we should go balances out with the Word. We need to read the Word of God. We need to meditate on it. We need to know what it says in order to make sure that what we're doing is right. Proverbs 3 and 5.
Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Think about that. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. My understanding may be that I should do this or I should do that. But what does the Lord say? It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. You read the next verse, please.
Verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
In all thy way, every way you go, if you just trying to decide which way to go, which is the right way, acknowledge him. Pray. Call on God. Ask him what to do, and he will give you the right way to go. Now, some people are very opinionated. Other words, they got their opinion how things ought to be. Well, I think you ought to do this, or I think you ought to do that, or I think you shouldn't do this, or it won't hurt you to do that. You know, all kind of opinions. And it's very hard when you are opinionated like that to get truth to you. You have to be where you're willing to accept truth and accept God's way. This is the way to go. Let's go to Isaiah 55:8-9. It's not our way, it's God's way. Our way will lead us away from God. So we need to learn what is God's way and go his way, no matter how much we think it's right. So we can kind of abandon our opinion, because our opinion is not going to stand. What is going to stand is what thus says the Lord.
Isaiah 55th chapter, the 8th and the 9th verse. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
So sometimes we think we know. Sometimes we think that I just can't do it like that. I have to do it this way. Let's abandon that and go whatever the Lord said. The Lord said, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So don't depend on your thoughts and your ways. Don't depend on my thoughts and my ways. I must depend on God's thoughts and his way. I must seek him to know what he would have us to do. Let's go now to Proverbs 12:15. We want to get the counsel of the Lord. The Lord will tell us if we ask him. He will give us good counsel. He gives us sound counsel, and the counsel that he gives will stand. You know, God's way is best. One song says, we have a song in our songbook. God's way is best, though human wisdom. What's the number of that song, brother? 111. Can we just sing verse 1, 4, and 5?
God's way is best in human wisdom. A way may seem to show. Tis only that after ambition, the truth can never clearly know. God's way is best, I will not murmur, although the end I may not see. Wherever he leads, I'll meekly follow. God's way is best for me. God's way is best, so I cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. Forsake thy fears and doubts, but trusting, submit thyself into his hand. God's way is best, I will not murmur, although the end I may not see. Wherever he leads, I'll meekly follow. God's way is best for me. My way is best, so lead me onward. My all I give to thy control. Thy loving hand will truly guide me and save to glory bring my soul. God's way is best, I will not murmur, although the end I may not see. Wherever he leads, I'll meekly follow. God's way is best for me. So God's way is best for me. You have the scripture now? What scripture was that?
Proverbs 12 and 15.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
You see? Our way is right in our own eye, but he called that a fool, right? God sees that as a fool. If we trust in our own way, our own thoughts, God looks at that as a fool. But if we will take the counsel of the Lord, we will be blessed. The Lord will direct our lives, and he will give us a good life. Do you want a good life? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be free? Go God's way. That's the way. So many people are taking wrong counsel. You have to be careful where you get your counsel from. If you cannot just get somebody's mind and their thoughts. If they tell you what's in this Bible, that's safe counsel. But if they're telling you their own mind, that might not be safe. So we must use the counsel of the Lord. Let's go to Psalms 1 and 1. We do not have to accept counsel that is not from God. And you know it's not from God if it crosses the word of God.
Psalms 1 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Yes. Blessed. You'll be blessed if you do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. If a person is not living right, you don't have to take their counsel. Do not. They will lead you the wrong way. Do you know we have to be careful the counsel that we receive? We do, because wrong counsel will lead us away from God. Many people say, it's okay to do this. It doesn't hurt to do that. But if the word of God is against it, it does hurt to do it. And we can't go by that. Let's go to Proverbs 1 and 10. We must resist counsel that's not of God.
Proverbs 1 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thy not.
If sinners entice thee, this is the ungodly. If you would read the rest of that, you'll see that the kind of counsel they're trying to give a person, and he's telling you don't consent. Just read a few more verses there.
If they say, come with us, let us wait, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole, as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path.
That's good. So you see, they have mischief. They have, let's do this. Maybe they want to break into a house or steal something. Just refrain from them. Don't take their counsel, because that counsel would lead you down a dark path. And I believe that many young people today have been led down a dark path by listening to the wrong counsel. Somebody telling them you can, they begin habits. They begin habits that's hard to break because they listen to somebody. It's okay to do this. Here's a cigarette, take this. Or here's some drugs, take this. Or drink, you're 21 now, you can drink alcohol. All these things is wrong counsel. Do not start it. don't start it. If you never touch those things, don't start it, because it's hard to get over them. And they have effect that lasts a lifetime sometimes. So if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Don't listen to them. Let's go now to Psalms 18 and 30. We want to make sure that when we listen to counsel, it's from the Lord. How are we going to do this? We're going to seek the Lord, and the Lord will give us the right counsel.
Psalms 18 and 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him.
So we can be sure that if we go God's way, his way is perfect. We can be happy. We're going to be free. His way is the way that leads to eternal life. Do you know we're not going to live here always? We're going to all die one of these days, and we want to go to heaven. Eternity is looming in sight, some people say. We don't know how soon it's coming, but it may come sooner than we realize, but we want to be ready. And in order to go to heaven when we die, we're going to have to go God's way. We're going to have to listen to his voice. We're going to have to listen to his counsel. And we can find his counsel in the word of God. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know the voice of the Lord. I don't know if I'm hearing the voice of God. But you know how you know the voice of God? It matches up with what the word of God says. The voice of God. If you really want to know what the Lord wants to tell you, read his word. He tells us in his word what to do. He tells us the right way to go. He tells us what's right and what's wrong. That's how we know what's right and wrong. It's through the word of God. Isaiah 55:4-9.
Isaiah 55:4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Isaiah 55:4.
Yeah, I'm thinking I wrote it down wrong. Go to 6.
Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not.
Isaiah 55:6.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
Keep going to 9.
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, my words your word. These are my ways your
ways, says the Lord.
Says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
So we must seek the Lord. This scripture says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. When the Lord deals with your heart, that's the time to seek him and pray and ask him what he would have you to do. Give your heart to him. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. Ask him to come into your heart. This is seeking the Lord while he may be found. Because if we just depend on our own ways, we're not going to make it. We're going to go the wrong way. We must depend on God. We must seek him. We must ask him what is the way he would have us to go. Proverbs 8 and 13.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way. And the forward mouth do I hate.
Keep reading all the way to 21.
Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment. How far?
2:21.
That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures.
See what the Lord says? He said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, see, and the evil way, and the fraud mouth do I hate. He said, counsel is mine. Counsel comes from the Lord. Sound wisdom comes from the Lord. If you want to be wise, if you want to have wisdom, you get counsel from the Lord. He said, by me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me. When we love the Lord, we're going to seek him, and we're going to find sound counsel from the Lord. You know, we want to have counsel that's safe. I used to when I was growing up. I had people that counsel me. My mother was one. Sister Catherine was one. She was kind of like a mentor for me. And there were my aunt. But these people gave me good counsel. They would sit down. It would be according to what the word of God. And I could trust them. Now, I can't trust everybody's counsel. Some might tell me, well, Doris, you ought to do this, or Doris, you shouldn't do that. And, you know, I can't trust that unless they open the word of God and say, you ought to do this because the word says that, or you shouldn't do that because the word said it. You see what I'm saying? It's the word of God. The counsel of the Lord is in the word of God. And we can trust people who are walking in the way of the Lord. There are people that we can trust. And if the person is a godly person, an elder in the Lord, we can trust their counsel. Sister Catherine was an elder to me, and I could trust her counsel. And I found it worked. I remember one time I had in mind to do certain thing, and she let me know, don't do it that way because this wouldn't be good for you. And I obeyed her. I followed her counsel. And today I believe I'm walking in the way of the Lord because I listened to good sound counsel. Sometimes young people have trouble listening to counsel. Teenagers don't like to listen to counsel. A lot of times they want to do what's in their head. They think it's okay to do this way. I remember one time I was about 16, 15, and I had something that I was trying to make a decision on whether to do or not. And my mother tried to encourage me not to do it. And she took me to one of the elders in the church and sat down with the Bible and explained to me about it. So anyway, it was something that I had to make a decision about. And I got the call, and I was going to make this decision. My mother said, Doris, just say no. And I did it. To this day, I am so thankful that I followed her counsel. You parents, when you have godly parents, children need to listen to those godly parents because they will lead them right. So who can we trust? We can trust elders in the church. We can trust people that are righteous. We can trust parents. Those are ones that we should trust. I had a Proverbs 7, starting at the first verse.
My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thy eye. Bind them up upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thy heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger, which flattereth with her words.
Okay, so you can stop right there. Here is an example of a man talking to his son and telling him to listen to my counsel. Listen to what I say. And it's going to keep thee from going astray or getting into trouble, so to speak. If we read all of this, we will see that the young man, he was telling me how the young man didn't have wisdom, and he was enticed by a lady, and eventually his life was lost. If we read all of this, we're not going to read it all. But all I'm saying is we need to be open to good, sound counsel, be it parents, be it an elder, or be it just the Lord himself dealing with our heart. We need to listen and follow his ways. And why? When we think about it, why should we listen? Because we have an eternity-bound soul. We're going to leave here, and when we do, we want to go to heaven. That's why we should take this counsel. Go to Proverbs 2 now, and verse 7.
Proverbs 2 and 7. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly.
Do you know what? He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. We want to be sound. We want to have wisdom. We want to have good understanding. And we can get that if we live right. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go therein. Because the straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
You see, there are two ways. There's the straight way, and there's the wide way. Many people are going the wide way. Just because everybody is doing it doesn't make it right. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be. It's not safe. You can't say it's safe because everybody's doing it. No, because according to the scripture, the way everybody mostly is doing it is the wrong way. They say, but because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads unto life, few there be that find it. The way of the Lord is a straight way, and it leads unto life. And the good thing about it, it leads unto eternal life. I want to begin to wind down now, but in the scriptures, there are examples of people who would not heed good counsel, and they made shipwreck of their life. I want us to read 2 Chronicles 10 and 8. We can make a mess of our life if we don't follow God's way.
2 Chronicles 10 and 8. But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that they brought up with him, that stood before him. And he said unto them, What advice give ye that we may return answer to this people, which have spoken to me, saying, eat somewhat the yoke that thy father did put upon us? And the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Jeroboam on the third day, and the king bade, saying, come again to me on the third day. And the king answered them roughly, and King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men and asked them after the advice of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I would add thereto, my father chastised you with whips, but I would chastise you with scorpions. So the king hearkened not to the people, but for the cause that was of God, that the Lord might perform the word which he spake by the hand of Ahijah and Shelemite to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king would not hearken unto them, the people asked the king, saying, what portion have we with David? And we have none inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, O Israel. And now, David, see to thine own house. So all Israel went to their tents. But as for the children of Israel that dwell in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hanan, that was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones, that he died. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. And Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day.
So see, by him forsaking the wise counsel of the elder men and took the counsel of the young men and was harsh with the people, the people then forsook him and they rebelled. He destroyed what he had. Before that, it was a united kingdom. But from his behavior, it became divided. And so people make shipwreck many times of their lives because they will not heed the righteous counsel of the Lord, or they won't heed counsel from elders or parents and so forth. And so I want us to encourage each one of you to listen to wise counsel. Wise counsel will lead you in a beautiful life, in a beautiful way. But if you forsake the counsel of the Lord, you'll find yourself going down a dark path, and we don't want that. Pray for me.